Now let's just look at a verse, a well-known verse in the chapter that was read. Verse 18 in 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We've been seeking the Lord's face, and that's a great encouragement for me to be in a church where I know there are people who are in earnest about seeking for the known and felt presence of the Saviour. So let us rejoice in that. But one thing we've got to be careful of is that in doing that, we don't become too heavy. There is a difference, isn't there, between mourning for our sin and humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God and coming with a heavy heart. From my understanding of Scripture, we're never to come with heavy hearts to seek God's face. We are to rejoice in the Lord always, and again to rejoice. So that must mean, even if we are aware that we're in great need, we are already on the ground of victory because of what Jesus Christ has done. We are more than conquerors through him that has loved us, and we are seeking from that position of stability a greater blessing. In everything, give thanks. Rejoice always, verse 16. Now, I just want to talk very briefly, it's in my pastor's letter in the next magazine, how can we cultivate this spirit of thankfulness in our praying? The first thing, we just need to do it, don't we? The best way to give thanks is to start by giving thanks. The children's chorus, the Sunday school song, puts it so well. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Now, that means we stir ourselves up to do that. Somebody told me about a little exercise they did. They kept on their bedside table a book, a notebook, and they put down in that notebook anything that struck them that God had done for them, even the smallest of things, as a reason for thanksgiving. Wouldn't that be lovely? Even if we don't physically have that book, that we have a record in our minds. Instead of thinking of all the things that have happened to us maybe, and the things we tend to complain about, we have that record, don't we? That bad record. We have a good record of all the things that God has done for us. So can you think, even today, count your many blessings, even today, name them one by one. You don't have to write them in a book. Write them on your hearts. Remind yourself of them in your mind, in your memory, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So let us take ourselves in hand, and let's make it a resolution. I know it's a bit late now for New Year's resolutions, but for 2022, instead of complaining, we give thanks. So that's one thing. The second is a bit more obvious. We should always remember that it's by grace that we are what we are. We're saved by grace. But more than that, the great Apostle Paul said, it is by grace that I am what I am. Ben will know what I'm going to mention now. Die in Carmarthen. He's gone to glory now. He was a tailor. And he was converted, and he wanted to do something for the Lord. And he went to see Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he said to the doctor, I want to do something for the Lord. And Dr. Martin looked at him and said, It's by grace, my boy. Remember, it's by grace. It's all of grace. I'm paraphrasing it, but he said something like that, didn't he? And Di was often reminding us. So if grace means undeserving favor, haven't we got a reason every day to be thankful? For every day I have on earth is given by my King. We don't deserve a single day, do we? But just to be alive for another day, isn't that something to be thankful for, especially after a year or so of plague? In my children's talk recently, I mentioned Martin Rinkart's hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, with hearts and hands and voices. He wrote that as a family grace. Now, I don't know why the giving of thanks before a meal is called grace. Somebody might enlighten me afterwards. But bringing the realization of grace and giving of thanks. Martin Rinkart wrote that, Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, during the 30 years war, when plague was rampant, and some days he had to take 40 funerals in one day. He buried his wife, he buried his church members, he buried his friends. And what was his attitude? I'm sure he was struggling a great deal, but he still rose above that and gave thanks. And then one last thought. May God enable us to develop an attitude of thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. Pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean we're always on our knees. It just means as we go about our life, we're just looking at what God may do. And we're just grateful for his keeping grace. We're just grateful for all the things that he's providing for us. You know, you don't have to say grace, do you, before a meal to be thankful. I was at somebody's house the other week, and I don't think we really said the grace in the traditional way, but the hearts of the people I was with was full of thanksgiving. Now, I'd rather us be like that than say grace and not be thankful. William Cooper. Have we no words? Cooper's very contemporary, isn't he? What would he say today? Have we no words? Ah, think again. Words flow apace when you complain and fill your fellow creature's ear with the sad tale of all your care. And this is the lesson Cooper learned. Were half the breath thus vainly spent, to heaven in supplication sent, our cheerful song would oftener be, hear what the Lord has done for me. In everything, give thanks. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. I wonder if some of the things that have happened to us, instead of using them as complaints, we would have turned them into prayers. I wonder whether our tale would be, hear what the Lord has done for me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we encouraged one another, not just on Sundays, but just in an informal way? Let me tell you, brother, sister, let me tell you about what God has done for me. Have you got a story to tell? What has the Lord done for you recently? What has the Lord said to you in the last few weeks. May we cultivate this spirit of prayer and thankfulness, not heavy hearts, but hearts that lift themselves up to heaven. And may that give no space in our hearts for a critical, complaining spirit. As Townend said, my heart is filled with thankfulness. Fill our hearts, Lord, so that they're overflowing with thankfulness. May God enable us to do that. We're going to sing now that hymn of Cooper's, What Various Hindrances We Meet. I wonder, is one of those hindrances a complaining spirit? What various hindrances we meet. A thankful heart that drives us more to the throne of grace. What various hindrances we meet in coming to the mercy seat. If you're listening at home, it's 399.